What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the goings-on in Syria. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently there's a growing concern. This is reported by Reuters, where the U.S. is expanding its presence in the Syrian desert. This is reports from the rebels that the U.S. is backing and supporting. In other words, more weapons are going in, more U.S. troops are going on in. And apparently the U.S. has now brought in a long-range surface-to-surface missile system from Jordan with a 300-mile range. That is some serious, serious artillery. And obviously puts the lie to the fact that they're there to get ISIS. And the concern is that it is increasing the risk of a direct ground confrontation between the U.S. forces and the Syrian government forces, not to mention the Russians. So, Rand Paul is out there asking again a good question. Why should we give money or arms to Saudi Arabia knowing it's going to end up in the hands of ISIS? Because we have seen that pattern repeat all over the Middle East. Oh, we're only giving weapons to the moderate rebels. And then every time they clean out another ISIS base, they find those weapons. Now, over in Qatar, the U.S. ambassador to Qatar has quit. Just got fed up with that. And she's leaving her post as diplomatic tensions flare among the Gulf nations. Dana Shell Smith said that her time at the State Department is ending later this month and gave no other reasons for the departure. Now, Defense Secretary James Mattis is out there saying this is all Russia's fault, that Russia is behind this whole Qatar situation. It's all their fault. And again, nothing to back that up, but blame Russia is the automatic knee-jerk response. They're trying to demonize Russia and get you all ready. Oh, yes, those Russians are evil. Those Russians are terrible. Here, take my money. Take the lives of my children. We got to get those gosh darn Ruskies. Anyway, the ambassador from the United Arab Emirates, Yusuf Al-Khattiba, said that the United States maybe ought to relocate their military base out of Qatar. It would increase pressure on Qatar because obviously the United States pours a huge amount of money in there, and it is their largest military base in the Middle East. So they're still out there trying to turn this into a war. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, Iran is deploying some of their warships into the Gulf of Oman. They're in international waters where they have every right to be. And apparently, last report, they are there to prevent the feud between Saudi Arabia and Qatar from interfering with those tanker shipping transit corridors. But the Gulf of Aden literal states are apparently making deliberate attempts to disrupt the presence of the Iranian naval vessels, even though they are in international water. And that, of course, is a violation of international law. Iran is saying that the Saudis continue to support militants inside Iran who are trying to destabilize that country and bring it down. Meanwhile, as you know, there was an effort in the Senate to block Donald Trump's sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia, and basically that effort failed because five Democrats switched sides and went along with saying the deal can go forward, and those five were Bill Nelson, Claire McCaskill, Joe Manchin, Joe Connolly, and Mark Warner. So the deal to sell all these weapons is moving forward, and Donald Trump is moving quickly to deliver smart bombs to Saudi Arabia. Standoff-launched munitions that are guided either by laser or GPS. And by the way, those are not cheap, I might add. Now, Rudy Giuliani has come on out with a very bizarre statement. And he was at this conference in Paris, and he came on out and said the United States should use the Mujahideen Il-Khalq organization, known as MKO, to militarily attack Iran's nuclear program. Now, there are two problems with this statement. First of all, he's admitting the United States is a state sponsor of terror, that they are hiring terrorist groups to go into other people's countries and cause a ruckus. And notice that Giuliani isn't talking about nuclear weapons, but attacking Iran's nuclear power stations, which violates the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both the U.S. and Iran have signed and ratified. Amazing. Secretary of Defense Mattis is also admitting we're not winning in Afghanistan. We need more money from the American people. We need more of your children. We can win in Afghanistan. There is a reason Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires. The British found that out the hard way. So did the Soviet Union. The last military commander to totally conquer and hang on to Afghanistan was Alexander the Great, and he only kept it for 3 years. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And even today, the U.S. puppet government, backed up by the U.S. forces, are not in control of all of Afghanistan. They're over there by the opium poppies and the oil pipeline right-of-way, but they can't make headway in that eastern mountainous part. So, now, here's an article that came out of the Daily Mail, and the headline, unfortunately, is badly written. It's misleading. The headline reads, U.S. deploys all its nuclear-capable strategic bombers to Britain for the first time amid growing tensions with Russia. See, it's all Russia's fault. Russia is making us throw our planes and bombs all over the world. Well, it turns out it's three bombers. Two B-2 stealth bombers. Three B-52H Stratofortress aircraft and three B-1B Lancers. Now, that is not the entire number of U.S. nuclear-capable strategic bombers. So the headline is a little bit misleading. But that is a lot of hardware to put over there at RAF Fairford. And it's basically, it's another provocation, trying to goad Putin into doing something that they can cite as the initiating event in a new war on the ruble. I mean, on the Russians. And apparently, Senate Republicans and Democrats reached an agreement again on yet another new package of sanctions against Russia because of their possible collusion with members of Donald Trump's campaign. And right away, you see a couple of problems with this. First of all, they're imposing sanctions because maybe something happened. They have no evidence of it whatsoever, but they're out there imposing punishments on Russia because of something they think might have happened. No due process, no evidence, just we're going to sanction Russia because we can get away with it. The flashback on this should be obvious. Sanctions are only going to force Russia and its allies to move further away from the U.S. global economic system in order to be free of that kind of extortion. And as we saw with the failed oil price war, it is going to encourage Russia to become much more internally self-sufficient, which is the exact antithesis of what the globalists want to see happen. Kind of makes you wonder if these people in Washington, D.C. are actually thinking this stuff all the way through before they do it. Or somebody comes on in and says, we want you to do this, here's a campaign donation, and the members of Congress say, I hear and I obey. Now, there's an international legal team preparing a lawsuit against NATO over the use of depleted uranium munitions during the bombing of Yugoslavia, which has apparently triggered a massive rise in cancer-related illnesses across the region. And they have documented that up to 15 tons of depleted uranium were used in the 1999 Serbia bombing. That's a lot of depleted uranium. And the military likes it because it is slightly denser than lead. And, of course, it's a great way to get rid of our nuclear waste problem, turn it into weapons, and make it some other country's nuclear waste problem. Now, yesterday we were talking about how North Korea made the gesture of returning a student Otto Warmbier back to his family in the U.S. He'd been sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for hostile actions against the North Korean government. And it looked like it was a nice gesture to do, but as it turns out, it was more of a medevac than a release. He's apparently suffered serious medical complications. He's been in a coma for a year. So it was less humanitarian than we need this guy out of here. And as of right now, three more Americans remain imprisoned in North Korea, again, under charges of hostile acts. And it could be that they were engaging in espionage and they got caught. Because we don't know what the exact legal definition of a hostile act is in North Korean law. Meanwhile, down in South Korea, as you know, there are two U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense launchers in place on a South Korean golf course. And the U.S. is now trying to bring pressure to bear against South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, to allow the deployment of a full THAAD battery. They're trying to come back in and get more of those missiles in there. President Moon Jae-in, of course, wants to de-escalate the situation, wants to talk to Kim Jong-un about reunification of Korea. All right. Now, there's been a new report compiled by the Columbia Law School Human Rights Clinic and the Sana Center for Strategic Studies, and it is estimated that the United States only officially admits to about one-fifth of their drone strikes, which end up killing people. And obviously, this hurts accountability. It hurts the credibility of the U.S. government, as if they actually still had any. And the fact that the U.S. has been deliberately evasive about the drone program is nothing new. They've been evasive about not only how many drone strikes are going on in and how many people are being killed. They're evasive about how targets are selected. And as it turns out, their targeting is based on profiling. They don't actually have any evidence that the people they're aiming at represent a threat. There was one horrible incident where apparently the profile was that exceptionally tall people would be assumed to be in the military. And therefore, tall people were being targeted just for being tall. And there was an incident where the cameras on the drone saw a tall gentleman in a crowd. And they hit the target. And it turned out it was a teacher with a group of students walking along the street. And the teacher was just normal size, but he looked big because he was surrounded by these kids. And they blew them all to ribbons. Now, let's talk about the economic news. And it looks like the corporate media is finally moving away from this morning's shooting. The European Central Bank yesterday announced that it has switched 500 million euros worth of its U.S. dollar reserves to the Chinese yuan. And that is very significant. I imagine it is probably going to trigger similar moves by other countries. Because we're hearing all of these economic experts saying there's a crash coming, there's a recession coming, there's a correction coming. And the U.S. dollar is going to take a hit. And everybody is looking for a safe haven, even those countries that are supposed to be U.S. allies. Friends are friends, but we're talking about money here. Andy Hoffman came out with this article, "A System Only Psychopaths Could Love," talking about private central banking, the global monetary system, where it exists solely to enrich the bankers. It's a tool of enslavement. It's a tool of plunder and looting and pillage. Story coming out of Technocrazy, and they're talking about a new startup by a company called Momentum Machines, and they got $18 million in financing to prototype an all-robot fast food restaurant. Basically, we're not talking about serving machines. We're not talking about swipe the card and touch the button. We're talking about the entire kitchen is being run with robots. And I understand our technology has reached the stage where we can do this sort of thing. But we really need to stop and ask the question if we should be doing this. Because the more things are automated, the more they're being computerized, and the more people are put out of work, where are your customers going to come from? And again, we have too many businesses worshiping at the altar of Adam Smith, thinking that if I am personally greedy and selfish and profit-driven, that somehow the whole system will improve. And history has shown that to be a lie. Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash proved it was a lie in his doctoral dissertation. And the defenders of the automation and the rush to robots are saying, well, it's time for a national minimum subsidy for people. We're just going to give people money so that they can go out and buy stuff at the stores. I think, in a way, it's a repeat of communism, and we know that communism ultimately did not work. I know there are people who want to just sit at home and do nothing and be lazy and everything, but most people, they want a job, not just for the money, but for the pride of saying, I do this, I'm out here working on this. And apparently, more and more banks are starting a program of having ATM-only branches, which means the bank tellers are going to start losing their jobs. Meanwhile, it's shaping up that this year is going to be the worst retail Mageddon in recent history. More than 300 retailers have already filed for bankruptcy. Venerable toy store Toys R Us, they're in trouble. Their net sales plunged $113 million. It was not a good Christmas shopping season. Sears is now indicating that they may just shut down all of their stores in Canada. They just can't make it up there any longer. And over at Uber, everybody is jumping ship. They are currently without a CEO, a COO, a CTO, or a CFO. There is no top management over at Uber right now, as that grinds to a halt. It was an interesting idea. I think it had some serious problems. Certainly, there was a pushback from professional taxi cab companies. But again, there were all the stories about how the Uber drivers were being robbed by passengers who would simply call for a ride. And there were some reverse cases where some of the people that signed up as Uber drivers were assaulting the passengers. So I don't think it was all that good anyway. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that General Motors is extending the typical summer shutdown at some of their U.S. factories to deal with the slumping sales of new cars and the bloated inventory. And we've been talking about that. They're literally having to lease fields to store all these brand new cars that nobody has the money to buy. And nobody wants to take out a car loan because we don't know that we're going to have our jobs 2-3 months down the road and make that payment. It's the same reason people don't want to take out mortgages. There's no confidence in the U.S. economy right now. And ever since 2008, and in fact long before that, repeal of Glass-Steagall, for example, everything the U.S. government does with regard to the national economic policy is designed to favor Wall Street, the big banks, and the corporations. And it has reached a point where it could all collapse. And because of globalism, it's affecting everybody. Down in Australia, they're hitting a rough patch. Their growth slowed to 1.7% in the March quarter, hit by bad weather and weak consumer spending. And that last one is a much more important factor than the weather. And yes, they've had some wild weather. Winter has come in very early down there. But if people don't have money, they're not going to buy things. It's that simple. Why do you not understand that? We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the corporate media is already back to this morning's tragic shooting. And it is a tragedy. And our sympathies are extended to the families of everybody who was caught up in this horrible incident. But again, we're seeing the liberals just shameless, vile comments. Of, they're glad this happened. Oh, good. Somebody finally shot the Republicans here. Now, earlier this year over at MSNBC, their supposed counterterrorism analyst Malcolm Nance actually called for ISIS to bomb Trump Tower, Istanbul. And so he's part of the problem. Violence is acceptable against Trump and the Republicans. Yes, it's a good thing if we do this. Now, of course, he's out there saying, you know, it's all the fault of the guns. It's all the fault of the guns. That's like saying cars are to blame for drunk driving fatalities. I grew up in an age where it was actions that were punished, not possessions. And again, there has never been a gun ban in history that disarmed the criminals. Not one. And let's be honest, if you're in a society where guns are totally forbidden, There are no gun factories. They are stopped at the border and everything. Anybody with a little knowledge of machining and chemistry can make their own firearm. And if you are in a community where nobody has a gun at all, even a little black powder pepper box allows you to go on in and start robbing and stealing and raping and the rest of it. And I know from experience, because when I was a kid, I loved to build black powder guns. It's actually very easy. I will admit I stumbled badly on this AR-15, which was very, very daunting. But again, zip gun, something like that, it's really easy to do. You're never going to do that. Getting on back to the economy, we were talking about the displacement of human workers with robots. And Bill Gates, again, who's very high pro-technology and pro-robots and everything, and he thinks robot workers are the way to go. And he says the way you're going to deal with the robots taking over human jobs is you tax them. You're going to tax the robots. I mean, if they're working, they should pay taxes like anybody else. Going to be hard to kind of calculate that since they're not actually being paid. And it's another good example of an idea that sounds really good but was not thought all the way through, because you're adding costs on top of a developing new technology which will slow its growth, and maybe that's what Bill Gates is after. But, you know, any new tax taken by the government is not going to come back to help the people displaced by the robots. We're already seeing all across this country. Unemployment funds are running out. Pension funds are running out. The money is all being spent on war and Israel and political cronies and the military-industrial complex. I really do think this government and this economy are past the point of no return. The time to have taken action to prevent the current situation came and went decades ago. We're just going to have to hunker down and ride it on out. And I'm very concerned about all of these financial analysts who are saying, yeah, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen because the government and the banks keep changing the rules, but they can't keep it together much longer. The debt is simply too huge. The only thing that would stop this crisis is for Donald Trump to emulate Andrew Jackson, shut down the private central bank, go with a public banking system, and simply write off the debt and say it was created through fraud, was created through an unconstitutional act of a Congress and a president 100 years ago. It doesn't exist. Take the Iceland approach. And then make sure he's wearing his Kevlar undies, because the international bankers have a bad habit of shooting people they don't like. They took shots at Andrew Jackson, rather. Another little article out here in the Daily Coin, and it's talking about the issue I just raised. Henry Markopoulos is coming on out there pointing out that a lot of these public pension funds do not have the money they need to pay you. Something to keep in mind. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media is back on this morning's shooting. And Fox News was actually out there with a lower banner saying, did the hostile political rhetoric have anything to do with this? And I would have to say, yeah. If you go back and you look at all these people who were openly advocating violence, you had Kathy Griffin and her beheading photo. Madonna saying she wanted to blow up the White House. Snoop Dogg literally portrayed shooting Trump in the head in one of his music videos. Robert De Niro, I'd like to punch him in the face. Joss Whedon, I want a rhino to blank Paul Ryan to death. Then there was that Shakespeare in the Park, the Julius Caesar. I mean, yeah. That's a big factor out there. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, a couple of things. One is, I'm wondering, you know, we talk about Putin and Russia right now, what's going on. I wonder if he's not trying to bend over backwards at this point to try to be the sane one, because he sees what's going on in the United States, including what happened today. I mean, he sees, you know, when a country the size of this country with the military power and the amount of nukes starts going into turmoil, that's dangerous. It's dangerous because, you know, you don't know who's going to... This is one of the reasons I think he had a problem with Mrs. Slick Willie there, because he knew that, you know, the woman was not all there. And I'm wondering whether he starts thinking, we got to, you know, try at least before the nukes start flying, because if it was a guy like Chernovsky, I'm afraid he'd be a nuclear wasteland already. But you know who Chernovsky is, right?
Yeah, I know. He's one of the real hardliners out there.
But as far as the social justice warriors go, if they want war with the American people, man, they're going to lose. This clown is the best they can do. I mean, this guy couldn't even shoot. It's not like, you know, I do believe, like, what you saw happening in Dallas when they killed those five cops and wounded a bunch of others, that was George Soros putting up money and probably hiring a professional hitman type, because I think the guy that they was killed was probably a patsy. Matter of fact, odd thing is they killed him with a robot. But in this case, this guy, I think, was just triggered off by all the rhetoric and stuff, mm-hmm. which in a way is a false flag in its own right, because it's, you know, you put all this stuff out, all this hate out, all this anger, you know, all these clowns in Hollywood and all that urging violence against President Trump and all this stuff. This is a false flag in its own right. It's kind of like what's happening in Europe. In a way,
I hesitate to use the description a false flag, because there doesn't really seem to be a flag. Technically, a false flag is when Party A goes out and commits an atrocity while dressed like Party B. And I think this James Hodgkinson was just what he seemed to be. He's a guy who got tricked. Okay, so
it's kind of a false flag.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that description.
Kind of like in Europe, in other words, where they're letting all these Islamists into the country, and they don't have to set anything up. These guys will do with terrorists. They're letting terrorists in, and the terrorists are going to do with terrorists. It's kind of like, let's say you put a bunch of rattlesnakes in your neighbor's house, okay? Those rattlesnakes aren't going to listen to you. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to bite when you tell them to. They're just going to bite.
Yes.
Same thing if you put a bunch of hornets in your neighbor's house. And I think that's kind of like what they're doing with the Islamists, and that's kind of what they're doing now with all this rhetoric to try to get people stirred up. It's not a classical false flag, you're right, but it's kind of a false flag, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I understand what you're trying to say, but I think you're misusing the word here. There's no question. Again, whatever is going to happen, everybody is going to say, how can I use this to push my agenda, shut down social media, ban guns, blah, 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 blah. But again, I don't want to use the expression false flag because people are going to misunderstand what you mean because, you know, of the generally recognized meaning of the word false flag. And again, I may change my opinion down the road, but as of right now, this guy just feels like, you know, the genuine article, just somebody who was out there who was caught up with, you know, Bernie Sanders and was very angry with the Republicans and Donald Trump. In this climate of all this hostile political rhetoric, which he was in the middle of, because that seemed to be his life. Apparently, he was recently retired from his own business and didn't seem to have a lot else going on in his life, looking at the Facebook page. He was just absorbed by politics, and so he was just being indoctrinated with all this stuff about how it's, you know, it's now acceptable to think or talk about, you know, killing politicians you don't like. I certainly hope that it's not the beginning of a trend, because that is really going to throw this nation into chaos.
Yeah, but being what it may, like I said in the beginning, these social justice warriors better get it through their heads. They want war with the American people. The American people give it to them. Middle America, place where people not only have the guns, but know how. I'm not a hunter myself. I love animals too much.
Yeah.
But people who do hunt, they know how to stalk an animal, they know how to set an ambush, they know how to shoot. And a lot of these people, a lot of the people that, they hate so much are hunters. And they know, like I said, they know a heck of a lot better, more how to shoot. This is why I say the thing in Dallas, I believe, was set up probably by Soros.
Yeah, that I agree with you on that one here. But again, I am hoping we are not going to come to that. If there is a civil war in this country, a lot of innocent people are going to die or be hurt. And also, if there is a civil war in this country, it's going to invite attacks by all those countries that do not like the United States government. They're going to see a nation at war with itself, having to divert military resources internally, and sooner or later somebody's going to say, let's roll the dice and see if we can, you know, inflict damage on the great Satan.
Yeah, because, like I said, in Dallas, when somebody is able to, or some people are able to just kill five armed police officers and wound a bunch of others like that, that takes something. Because remember, Dallas, Texas, people learn how to shoot from the time they're little.
So absolutely.
A cop, even if he's got a belly the size of a Mack truck, he still knows how to shoot. Okay, and the fact of the matter is that it's not like New York City Police Department where they basically they start shooting and they shoot everything else, but who they're shooting at. But there, the people they know how to shoot. But so for this guy, well, guys, whoever it was that did this to take on that many armed cops, do the damage they were able to do, that tells me that this wasn't just somebody who just went off the deep end.
I agree with you on that one. But today's situation with this James Hodgkinson, it's feeling like it was just him. Now, the FBI is out there The FBI is out there saying they're still investigating, but they consider the matter pretty much closed and over and done with. They're asking for people who may have information about what was going on to call the tip line, and I imagine they're going to get a lot of hoax calls, you know, which inevitably happens. People just think it's funny to get on in and mess with the investigation here.
I'm sorry, I agree with you on that also, by the way, just like you agree. I'm just saying, you know, it's my, you know, my interpretation of a kind of a false flag. But I can understand what you're saying, that it's not good to even mention the term false flag unless it's actually somebody setting up. It's just that this rhetoric is causing violence. And the left knows it when they put all this violence out. Because they know there's a lot of people that aren't wrapped too tight, like this guy, and they may go berserk. Fortunately, this guy didn't know how to shoot. If he had known how to shoot, he'd have had about, I don't know, he'd have probably killed at least half of those congressmen or senators and stuff, and probably the Capitol Police guards, too, or cops or whatever. Okay. It would have been an even sadder situation than it is now. But fortunately, the guy didn't know what he was doing. I guess he didn't.
Not for that. It almost raises the question: if he didn't know how to handle that gun, did somebody give it to him? Where did he get it? I mean, the police are having their little conference, their little press conference here right now. I'm trying to keep an eye on that, but I think I caught something where they're saying that the car he actually was driving in Virginia was not from Illinois, so he got a vehicle somewhere else. He was living in the van?
They say he had been living in Virginia for. They say he was living in Virginia for the last few months. He had moved to Virginia, but they also say he was like living out of his car. So how he was able to get an address to be able to buy a, you know, to get a proper address in order to buy I don't know, was it an AR-15? Did they figure it out yet?
Yeah, they're saying it's an AR-15. They're saying it's an AR-15, and of course, we don't know when he got it. Again, I'm getting emails from people in Illinois that if you're outside Chicago and you've got the appropriate FOI card, that you can buy an AR-15. He may have had this thing for a very, very long time.
You can in North Carolina, too, very easily. Just go to the store, you got the money. They do a, you know, momentary background check, and you got it. As a matter of fact, in North Carolina, you can carry it open. You know, so. And by the way, I'm not criticizing that. I think it's the more rights you have to guns, the more decent people have a right to guns, the better it is, the more the criminals understand that, and the more even a potentially abusive government understands that. So, you know, that's what the Second Amendment is for. So I have no problem. I think it's great. I think, matter of fact, I like constitutional carry, the way they have them. Believe it or not, they even have it in liberal Vermont, and they're trying to pass here in North Carolina. I think that's the best.
Well, certainly the gun grabbers are going to be trying to use this incident to say, you know, we should fight back on all of these things. And but again, he wasn't carrying concealed. It was just out there in the open. And again, you know, when I was a kid, everybody had a gun. On your 12th birthday, you would get, boy or girl, 12th birthday, you got your first gun, and you were taught how to use it safely, and we all used it safely. My mother was a very good hunter. She bagged quite a few deer. Which are very tasty if prepared properly. And there were shooting clubs at the school. There were classes in school on the proper care of handling a gun. And that's why there weren't any accidents. In all the years I lived in that little town in New Hampshire I grew up in, there was only one mishap with a gun, and that appeared to have been an attempted suicide that went horribly wrong.
I can't say the same for New York, where I grew up, because you had the Sullivan one, or New York City. So it was always a major problem to have it for a citizen to carry a gun, you know? That's why, other than if you're a peace officer. But it's but New York City was an exception at that time. Most places, it was easy to have a gun. Until I moved out of New York, I didn't realize how easy it was to have a gun, unless you were a peace officer, you know? But I was a peace officer when I was living in New York. So I understood the, you know, it was considered a great privilege that, oh, I can carry a gun, blah, 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 and I can carry it off duty. But the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't be a privilege. It is your right. I don't care if you're a peace officer or if you're just a regular, or we're just a regular citizen. That should be, you should have as much right to carry that weapon as any policeman, any federal agent, or anybody else. That should be, that is your right under the Constitution.
Well, let's get away from that issue about the police officers. I mean, you should have a right to carry a gun if you're living in a neighborhood where there are criminals carrying guns. Because if the criminals are aware that some of the people in that crowd are carrying firearms concealed, they're going to be less inclined to try and rob people or go off on a tear. Have you noticed all those mass shooters the gun grabbers like to wave at us? They're always taking place in those gun-free zones. And that's obviously deliberate. These nutcases with their brains melted on prescription antidepressants, they don't want to get shot in return. They're out there to have fun. They're out there for the thrill of it. They're going to go into these movie theaters or shopping malls with the prominent gun-free zone signs, and they're just going to have a lot of fun until, you know, somebody takes them down or they decide that they're, you know, they don't want to go to jail and they commit suicide. And again, there's a very consistent thread through all of these situations, you know, of these prescription antidepressants.
Well, you and me don't have an argument in that. Matter of fact, that's where I would put the restrictions on, these antidepressants. I'd put some of these pharmaceutical companies in jail, as a matter of fact, the executives of some of them, for peddling this garbage.
Well, unfortunately, because of the way corporate law is written in this country, unless a corporate executive is proven to have intentionally done something illegal, they cannot be held personally liable for what their corporation does if it goes bankrupt. You have to actually prove malice aforethought saying we deliberately put out this dangerous product. Now, they are going after these five pharmaceutical corporations for incentivizing doctors to overprescribe opiates in order to create a population of opiate addicts as a permanent financial base. And I think they should be putting them in jail for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any psych drugs, Prozac, the whole thing. This is poison, and especially when you give it to kids, it's even worse. There's other ways of dealing with emotional problems than filling people up with drugs. And it's about time we start learning that, but unfortunately, like you said, these corporations have so much power in this country, it's a shame. By the way, before I was listening, I think it was John B. Wells on his on YouTube. And he was saying that he had a guest, I think, talking about the prescription drugs and all that. Oh, about vaccines. That Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, you know, is really trying very hard to bring people's attention to the dangers of the vaccine. And he talked to Roger Ailes at the time. Obviously, Ailes is still working for Fox News. And Ailes had told him he knows there's problems with the vaccine, but 70% of his commercials, of his corporate sponsors, are pharmaceutical corporations.
Yeah, yeah, it's big money. Unfortunately, when they have that much money, they control the advertising. Through the advertising, they control the corporate media. And especially now when corporate media is struggling simply to survive, they're not going to do anything that offends corporate interests whatsoever. And, the corporate media is totally shutting out Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what he has to say. And they're trying to shut down the independent media in the fond hope that they will get their audience and ad rates back up again. But I don't think so. I mean, it takes a long time to build the trust of your audience. You get caught in an obvious lie, they're going to leave. They're not going to just scurry on back anytime soon.
Well, that's the reason I don't watch corporate media anymore. You know?
All right, well, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show. And more information is coming on out about this shooter, the Virginia gunman, and confirming what was just on that last phone call. Apparently, he did relocate from Illinois to Alexandria a couple of months ago. But he's got this long history of violence. Apparently, he and his wife literally assaulted their own daughter when she refused to come home, which sounds like maybe she had some good ideas about not being there. But apparently he owned multiple firearms. He did have a legal FOI card. There was an incident where neighbors complained about gunshots coming from his property, but it is legal to target shoot on your own property with the appropriate backstop. But there was one situation where he did apparently point a shotgun at one of the neighbors. So the warning signs were definitely out there. Apparently it looks like he was, you know, planning this for a while. Let's take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No, Mike, you just stole all, you stole my thunder, most of it.
I apologize for doing that.
Yeah. I don't know if I had a whole lot more than that, but yeah, he sounds like he was pretty reckless. I mean, his neighbor said he would just go out and recklessly shoot, you know, in the woods behind his house where there were houses on the other side of the woods. So, you know, that's a real easy way for innocent people to get killed and maimed. It's happened.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, we had a guy. We had some guys years ago when I was growing up. I mean, I was like a teenager. But there was this amusement park with an outdoor pool where, the, you know, they had the big wave-making machine. It's kind of a Six Flags Over Georgia type park. And these guys were, you know, target shooting, messing around with their AK-47-style rifles. And they were 2 miles away. And those bullets were hitting people and killing people in that pool, and they had no idea where the bullets were coming from. The guys didn't mean to do it. They were just being ignorant. And reckless, you have to really know.
The law is very clear. When you pull that trigger, you are responsible for wherever that bullet goes. And that is absolutely the law. So you can't just say, I didn't intend for this thing to hit some kid, you know, four blocks over. That's not going to cut it. When you pull that trigger, you are legally responsible for where that bullet is going to wind up. And that is, and again, when we were taught gun safety, was to always know what your target was, what was behind the target, and if you're target shooting, to make sure that that bullet has a backstop of some kind, you know, a pile of sand or whatever. And I remember when I was in my black powder building phase, because the normal indoor commercial gun ranges would not allow you to shoot black powder because of all the smoke and everything. I would drive up way into the San Gabriel Mountains. There was an outdoor gun range where you could shoot black powder. Out past a place called Chileo. It was very beautiful there. It took about an hour to drive out there. That's the only place I ever fired my black powder guns because there it was safe. There were, you know, we were up against an entire hillside. There was no possibility those bullets were going to go anywhere but what we intended. That's what being a responsible safe shooter is all about. And I think the fact that we're not being taught gun safety as part of our education is why people go on out, buy a gun, and they don't really have a clue how to handle it safely. All right, thank you very much for the phone call, Frank. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.